Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Yehoshua Perek Tesvav. The Perek begins Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Aleph, Vayihi Hagoral Lamate Bnei Yehuda L'mishpachosam, the lot or the portion of the tribe of the Bnei Yehuda, according to their families, El Gavul Edom, up to the border of the land of Edom, Midbar Tzin, the wilderness of Tzin, Negba, to the south, Mikze Teman, at the extreme southern end. This Perek, Perek Tesvav, which is Samech Gimel Psukim Long, a very lengthy Perek, delineates on almost entirely the borders of the portion of Yehuda. This chapter in great detail lists all the towns and the cities in the border of Yehuda. Most of these towns, cities, and landmarks are unknown today. The first tribes, interestingly, to receive their portions that were those that had exemplified repentance, teshuva, the Gemara teaches in Masechah Sota, Zayin Amud Beis, and the acknowledgement of sin. Therefore, Reuven, we know he did teshuva after the sale of Yosef, Perek Lamed Zayin, and Rashi there, was the first to receive his portion on Ever LaYarden, the eastern side of the Yarden River, and the first tribe to receive their portion in Eretz Yisrael proper on the western side was the tribe of Yehuda, who exemplified the Midah of Teshuva in Ma'ase Tamar, Perek Lamed Ches, when he said, Tzadka Mimeni, she is righteous, I am wrong, Mimeni, she is pregnant from me. We see here the great power of repentance and the reward to one who is able to repent and admit sin. Furthermore, had Israel not sinned, as we mentioned previously, and the Chazal teach us, we would only have Chamishe Chumshe Torah and Sefer Yehoshua that outlines the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Why are the borders of Eretz Yisrael so important? Twofold. Number one, we need to know the borders to avoid territorial disputes between the Shvatim. And number two, so many of the mitzvos are mitzvos hatuyos ba'aretz, land-dependent mitzvos that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. If we do not know the borders of Eretz Yisrael, then we do not know where we can fulfill these specific mitzvos. So you have a perek full of borders of Yehuda. Rashi to Perek Dalet tells us in Yehoshua Perek Tesvav, Rashi to Pasuk Dalet in Perek Tesvav tells us, Nimtza Gevul Yehuda Machazik Kol Arka She'Eretz Yisrael. It is found that the border of Yehuda occupies the entire length of Eretz Yisrael, Min HaMizrach, from the east to the west, but Omeid Bidroma She'Eretz Yisrael, and the portion of Yehuda was in the southern area of Eretz Yisrael. One interesting point in Pasuk Zayin, we are told that the border extended to a place called Ein Rogel. Rashi points out, Ma'ayan HaKovsim, it was a spring where laundry was washed, therefore it is called Ein Rogel, because a launderer is somebody who washes clothing with their feet. They take the laundry to the spring and they wash their clothing. This is particularly interesting to me after I was in Eretz Yisrael this past summer on a family trip. We were taken jeeping in Midbar Yehuda, and we came to one particular spring in the middle of nowhere. The jeep descended down a very tall mountainside. We climbed through a stream and we came to a spring, and there were two Bedouin women with their donkey, and they had brought their wash to the spring in order to wash their laundry at the spring. And here we see how Torah is a living and breathing Torah, relevant in all days and all ages. There's a place called Ein Rogel in the border of Yehuda, as says Rashi, Ma'ayan HaKobsim, the spring where they would do the wash. V'kore es hakoves rogel, a launderer is called rogel, al shem shebo eit es bigdei hatzemer biraglav, because he treads upon the clothing with his feet. Very, very interesting. Furthermore, Pasuk Ches tells us, v'ala ha'gvul gei ben hinom, the border went up through the valley of Ben Hinom, al kasaf ha'yevusi minegev, to the southern side of the Yevusi, he Yerushalayim, which is Yerushalayim. But Rashi clarifies, Nimtzeis Yerushalayim chutz min hachut. Yerushalayim is outside of the boundary line. Ve'ena begvil Yehuda. Yerushalayim was not in the territory of Yehuda. Ela begvil Binyamin. We know Yerushalayim was in the territory and the Beis Hamikdash in the territory of Binyamin. Shehu bitzvona shel Yehuda. So Yehuda bordered the land of Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim was not in Yehuda's territory. Yerushalayim was in the territory of Binyamin. So again, Samach Gimel Psukim Long and Perek Tesvav telling us all about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, of Yehuda, of Shevet Yehuda. Most of these places are unfamiliar to us. We have had already some insights into a number of the places. There is one section in the Perek that is particularly meaningful that we can derive lessons from. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ula Kalev ben Yefuna nasan chelek betoch b'nei Yehuda, and Kalev ben Yefuna got his portion amongst the b'nei Yehuda, al pi Hashem li Yehoshua, as commanded by the word of God to Yehoshua. At what portion did he get at Kiryat Arba? We spoke about that in yesterday's parak. He got Kiryat Arba, the father of the giants, he Chevron. We spoke yesterday about Kalev, who was rewarded with Chevron for not speaking slander about Eretz Yisrael with the sin of the spies. Pasuk Yedalet, Vayoresh Misham Kalev Eshlosha B'nei Ha'anak. Kalev drove out from there the three sons of the giants, Esheshai, Achiman, and Talmai, Yelidei Ha'anak. Pasuk Tesvav, Vayal Misham El Yoshvi Devir. Kalev went up from there to the inhabitants of a place called Devir. And then the Pasuk says, Vishem Devir Lefanim Kiryas Sefer. Devir used to be called Kiryat Sefer. Vayomer Kalev, and Kalev said, Asher Yaka es Kiryat Sefer, he who strikes Kiryat Sefer, Ulechada, and conquers it. V'nasati lo es achso biti li'isha. I will give the person who conquers Kiryat Sefer, achso, my daughter, for a wife. Vayilkada Asniel ben Kenaz, achi Kalev, Asniel ben Kenaz, the brother of Kalev. Rashi points out the brother from the same mother. Kalev and Asniel had different fathers. Kalev is Ben Yefuna, Asniel is Ben Kenaz. They have the same mother, and the pasuk here calls them brothers. Rashi clarifies from their mother. So Kalev gave his daughter to Asniel as a wife. What exactly are we talking about? Are we simply talking about geography, that Kalev went to a place called Devir? Before it was called Kiryat Sefer, and he said, whoever can strike Kiryat Sefer will have my daughter's hand in marriage. What exactly are we talking about? So Rashi here, to Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Tesvav, quotes the Gemara Maseches Temura, Tes Zayin Amr Aleph. And Rashi says, Ela halacho shenishtakhu b'yemei Evel Shemosha. These are the laws that were forgotten during the days of mourning for Moshe. Shehechazir Asniel ben Kenaz. Asniel ben Kenaz rediscovered these laws forgotten during the Avelisha Moshe, mipilpulo, through his brilliant scholarship. So the Gemara actually tells us, Amar Rav Yehuda, I'm going now to Maseches Temura, Tes Zayin Amr Aleph. And the Gemara tells us there, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Shloshes Alafim Halachos, 3,000 laws, Nishtachu B'yemei Evel Shel Moshe, were forgotten during the days of mourning for Moshe. They need someone to restore them. Asniel says he will restore the laws. But the Gemara there continues, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, unbelievable teaching that we have here, B'sha'a Sheniftar Moshe Rabbeinu the Gan Eden. In the moments before Moshe's Petira, when Moshe was departing from this world to enter Gan Eden, Amar lo li Yehoshua. Moshe says to Yehoshua, Sha'al mimeni, ask of me, kol sefeko sheyesh lecha. Any doubts that you have, Yehoshua, before I die, ask me right now. This is your last chance, says Moshe. Amar lo, Yehoshua said, Rabbi, my teacher, klum hinachticha, sha'achas v'halachti l'makam achar. Did I leave you even for one moment? Did I go to another place? Meaning, how is it possible? I don't know any laws. How is it possible? Anything is confusing for me. I never left you. Lo, doesn't the Torah say about me, Umesharso Yehoshua binu Na'ar, lo yamish mitocha ohel? Doesn't it say about me, Yehoshua, that I am a servant, a shamesh, a server, a lad, and I did not move from the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu? So Moshe says, Yehoshua, I'm about to die. My time is up. Do you have any questions? Do you need any clarification? Did you not understand anything from the Mesorah or the mitzvos or the halachos that I passed down to you? Yehoshua says, Rabbi, I never left your side. I know everything. Says the Gemara, Miyad Tashash Kocho Shal Moshe. Immediately, Moshe's strength weakened when he heard Yehoshua's response, V'nishtachu Mimenu Shalosh Meos Halachos. Consequently, 300 laws were forgotten. Furthermore, the noldu lo shvam eos fekos, 700 uncertainties. Now, a suffix, a doubt, occurred to Yehoshua. V'amdu ko Yisrael lahargo. Israel stood up to kill Yehoshua unless he could restore the laws to Israel. Wow, look at this. So we have a problem here. What's the problem? Yehoshua has an opportunity to ask Moshe anything. Yehoshua says, Rabbi, I sat in your tent. I never left your side. I was the ultimate Talmud Mufak. I know everything. Ha. What a powerful lesson. What a powerful lesson. A person should never think, no matter the godless of a person, no matter what level we are on, no matter if we are the Gadol Hador, a person should not think that learning is ever finished. Amdu Kol Yisrael Lahargo, all of Israel got up and they wanted to kill him. And Hashem said to him, I efshar, I cannot tell you the laws. Amar lo kosh baruch hu lomar lecha I efshar, I cannot tell you the laws. What should you do? Leich v'tardam b'mechama, go occupy Israel with war. And the Gemara quotes, Vayhi achri mos Moshe eved Hashem. It was after the death of Moshe, the servant of Hashem. But Hashem said to Yeshua, go conquer the land. So how would we come to remember these laws? So the Gemara says, Asniel ben Kenaz returned the laws to Israel in this section, and the Gemara quotes our pasuk from Yehoshua Perek Tesvav. Asniel ben Kenaz restored the laws through his brilliance, and what was his reward? His reward was Kalev gave him his daughter Achsa for a wife. Now we understand why it was called Kiryat Sefer. Kiryat Sefer from the Lashon Sefer, the book. Asniel, that's why Kalev says in pasuk Tezai, whoever can conquer Kiryat Sefer, who can restore the laws to Israel, I will give my daughter's hand in marriage. Vayilkada Asniel ben Kenaz, Asniel conquered the laws, and therefore Vayitin lo es Achso bito leisha, Kalev gave him Achsa, his daughter, for a wife. We learn from here the power of review, how important it is that even if we learn something, and we learn something again in Torah, and we learn something again in Torah, and you think you read that pasuk 20 times, and you learn that Rashi 20 times, and you know it off by heart, and you learn that Dvar Torah 100 times. There's no such thing as too much learning. We must review, and review again. We should never be so overly confident to think that we know it all, that we do not need to learn from our teachers, from our scholars, from our rabbis. There is always something that they could teach us. There is always something we need clarification of. Thank you for joining our learning with the Torat Imecha Nach Yomi program, Lilui Nishmata Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef, Alaha HaShalom.